I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. If you ever go on Facebook, you may have noticed a new face popping up in your newsfeed.
Hey, Solar Guy here.
Having myself a latte. I'm
just Solar Guy, or Brad Van Wert, is the face of Charge Montana, a coalition of renewable energy advocates, and he's traveling around Montana to get Montanans excited about solar energy, and, more specifically, legislation that affects the cost of electricity.
I'm Solar Guy, and I'm here in Kalispell to talk to you guys about solar electricity.
On a recent Wednesday, 150 people squeezed into Kalispell Brewery to hear Solar Guy's talk.
How many people out here cut firewood to warm your homes, or grow a garden, or walk around in the mountains looking for elk to fill your freezer? This is what we do. This is part of our spirit of independence as Montanans, this homegrown energy.
He runs through a brief presentation about projections of growth for the solar power industry, and then gets down to lobbying. Part of his spiel in Kalispell, which he also gave in Bozeman, Billings, Missoula, and Great Falls, is asking people to write postcards to Governor Bullock in support of solar power. His statewide brewery chats will culminate on Thursday with a so-called Solar Jobs and Energy Freedom Rally at the Capitol.
And, you know, the government and some of the stuff happening right now, again, like I said, they're creating limitations. They're boxing us in.
Van Wert is particularly concerned about legislation that would revise the state's current regulations regarding net metering, which allows people with home solar panels to sell excess energy they generate to utility companies. Right now, net metered energy customers in Montana are credited the full retail rate. If you produce one unit of energy, you get paid exactly as much as the utility company charges you for one unit you buy from them, which Van Wert says
is a fair deal.
One of the bills gaining traction is Senate Bill 78, introduced by Keith Regier, a Republican from Kalispell. Senate Bill 78 would allow utility companies to pay a significantly lower rate for electricity they buy from people with home solar systems. Instead of paying retail, they'd buy it for their avoided cost, the price the utility company would pay for electricity from another source, like coal or hydropower. Bob Rowe, president of Northwestern Energy, says his company's customers should have to pay the full retail rate for home-generated power.
If a customer wants to self-generate, we want to be in a position where we can work with that customer. The question, though, is what is fair both to those customers and fair to our other customers.
Rowe says the current rate for net metering doesn't take into account the cost of maintaining infrastructure that connects self-powered homes to the grid. In other words, he says net metered customers are currently getting more than they're giving.
Pretty hard to argue that the full retail price is the appropriate price.
He says other sources, like hydropower, just make more sense in the long run in terms of affordability, sustainability, and reliability.
The challenge is to do the things that that make the most sense to move forward, and probably those are going to be at a, in many cases, at a larger system scale than at a private scale.
An interim committee established by the 2015 legislature set out to study net metering in Montana. It outlined a variety of rate-setting tools, but didn't recommend a specific structure for how net-metered customers should be reimbursed by utility companies. Nearly 20 bills have been drafted this year to regulate net metering. That includes House Bill 504, introduced by Missoula Democrat Bryce Bennett on Friday, which would allow larger net-metered systems and provide for community solar projects. Back at the brewery in Kalispell, Brad Van Wert, a.k.a. Solar Guy, says he supports this legislation.
You know, we're going to push forward a jobs and freedom package that's good for Montana that allows this industry to grow.
House Bill 504, the Jobs and Freedom Package, had its first hearing on Wednesday. Lawmakers have not yet voted on it. Senate Bill 78, which would lower net metering reimbursement rates, passed out of the Senate last week, and the House has not yet voted on it. The Solar Jobs and Energy Freedom Rally will be held on Thursday at noon at the Capitol in Helena. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.